take whatever you want. Just please don't.
Will you shut the hell up already? As long as your husband here gives us exactly what we're looking for, no one has to die needlessly. It is unfortunate that we had to bring your family into this, Arakawa. But this is what you get for dishonoring the Yakuza code.
Stop fucking around! Where's our money, old man? Pay up already!
I already told you. I don't have it. And violence won't make it magically appear!
Stop lying!
I'm telling you the truth.
Oh yeah? Well, I have papers that state otherwise.
It had always been about the money. All this unnecessary violence. Because of money.
Quit standing around.
The real devil is the one who purposely makes a shortage of it.
Yeah.
So we can wage war and kill one another just to get our share.
Stay away from me!
Don't worry. No one's gonna die tonight. Your husband's in debt. This is just something they do with all their clients to make sure they pay up. It'll all be over soon, I promise.
What? Is that supposed to make me feel better? You're just as guilty as they are.
I know what'll get you to start talking.
Koji!
What? Wait!
Keep my wife out of this! Don't associate her with me!
It's too late for that, old man! Stop squirming!
We're gonna ask you one more time, Kojima. Where's the boss's money?
Look, you have me and my wife at gunpoint. Don't you think I would have told you if I knew?
Didn't you hear him? He said he doesn't know!
Huh? Enough of this shit! It's time to say goodbye!
No!
Get off me, you!
Nice job, you fucking idiot. Now we'll never know what he did with the money. The boss isn't going to be happy when we come back empty-handed. Shit! And we gotta clean up this mess before the cops decide to show. What the hell were you thinking?
How was I supposed to know he was gonna go for the gun?
Come on, we gotta move these bodies.
He said he didn't know. His wife... His wife had nothing to do with it.
What are you babbling on about? Help us move it outside.
It? They're human beings!
Were human beings. Now they're corpses. Hurry up and let's go.
No.
Like I said, I'm one who doesn't believe in unnecessary violence. However... I felt that their deaths were very necessary.
Can I get some privacy for once? I'm not gonna run away! I'm in the bathroom!
Running away won't stop me from finding you.
Then why the hell do you keep following me around everywhere?
Personal choice. And it's part of the contract.
Oh, really? Well, I'm personally choosing to kick your ass out of here! Stupid contract.
I figured out why those things were after you. Don't you want to know why? You have something they want.
Yeah. And what might that be?
Your life.
Thanks. That's good to know.
They want their revenge. And they'll keep coming after you until they get it.
Revenge? For what? What did I ever do to them?
You did send them to hell and all.
What? I never killed anyone.
Bad, Yamada. No one likes a liar. I haven't even counted the murders you just sat by and watched happen.
I had nothing to do with those!
But you did have the power to prevent them from happening. That counts as murder. You can bet you haven't seen the last of those demons.
But I signed the contract! Why are they still after me? Isn't there some kind of rule that stops them from trying to kill me?
What? What's so funny?
There are no rules in hell. No rules, no principles, no trust, no code of honor. That's what makes hell hell.
Oh, great.
That's why you're here, right? Aren't you here to protect me?
Section D11. All mortals must obtain one personal escort. The escort must monitor and protect the mortal until the contract is met.
But not in the condition you're in right now. I mean, look at you. You're all beat up.
Don't worry. Onis heal fast. I'll just have to take it easy for today. Onis don't get to see the surface world too often either.
Well, now that your wings are gone, you pretty much look like any other normal person on the street. Minus the fact that you're completely insane, of course.
You see? It all works out!
Yeah, well, don't run off too far. Who knows when those things will decide to show up again?
Well, holler if you need me.
Act normal! And use the front door for once!
Did you find something?
Well, nothing that we don't already know. This Yamada Seiji guy, he doesn't look like the killer type.
What does a killer look like?
Exactly my point. Who gives us the right to decide that?
The federal government.
Right. So what makes their judgment any better than ours?
It doesn't. It just makes our jobs a hell of a lot easier when someone higher up tells us what's right from wrong.
So then, what does a non-killer look like? Yamada Seiji, perhaps? I'm not saying he's completely innocent, but I'm not saying he's the monster you think he is either.
So what are you saying?
He's saying that looks are deceiving, and no single person should have the power to determine one's fate based upon that alone. Haven't you been listening, Detective?
Someone's been eavesdropping.
Did you get the coffee?
Black. No sugar, no cream. How you can drink it straight like that is beyond me.
I don't like artificial sweeteners. It's the real deal or nothing at all.
Yep. That sounds like the Kazuma I know.
Doesn't matter. The caffeine alone will still kill you.
Believe me, after what we encountered yesterday, caffeine is the least of my worries.
What exactly are we looking at here?
This is the digital reenactment of the crime scene. However, since we're missing so much information, it can't come up with a logical conclusion to what exactly happened. If we knew what their motives were, we'd be able to program them into the computer and it would give us the results.
So you'll leave the decision-making up to a machine, but not to people, huh?
A machine is programmed to think logically. It can't become corrupt unless someone uses it in a corrupt manner. It's not affected by what goes on outside of its primary functions. It does whatever the programmer tells it to do, nothing more, nothing less. Only if some people were that simple to get.
Enough, you two.
It's a good thing you showed up, Itsumatsu. I'm not sure I'd be able to tolerate him without my coffee.
This man here is Kojima Arakawa. A former member of the Tatsuyama clan, and leader of the Arakawa family. He wasn't a horrible man. He never gave the police any trouble. He did do his fair share of dirty work for the Yakuza, though. He was a money launderer. I'm guessing he must have came up short, and someone came to collect his debt.
Well, Kazuma, I guess you're right. You don't need machines after all. Just people like June who know their stuff.
I think it's time we paid our friend Yamada a visit.
Back already?
Hello, Yamada. Let's talk.
No. I saw you die.
And technically, I was dead. But now... I live!
How?
Did you really think you were the only one who could make deals with the devil? I was given a second chance at life, so I could end yours! I now realize there are things far worse than death. Like, eternal life in a place you despise.
I get it. So what you're saying is, we are both the devil's bitch.
You're right. We do share that in common, don't we? Do you know what happened to my wife? She went somewhere else. Her soul was too pure for hell. I can't even be with her in the afterlife.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I should have done something sooner. I should have stopped them!
It's okay. I'll forgive you.
You're gonna shoot me?
No. You're gonna die nice and slow. And he's gonna make it all happen.
Odie! Odie!
I don't like artificial sweeteners. It's the real deal or nothing.
This is Russell Gold, the voice of Detective Kazuma Kiyohara. I am thrilled to be part of this production with its great acting, terrific writing, and spectacular production values.
This is Mr. West 16, and I play the Yakuza Thug number 2 and waiter. You know, I don't listen to a whole lot of radio plays, but, you know, honestly, I do know what I like, and when I listened to the first episode, it was, you know, probably one of the best I've ever heard. And that's saying a lot. I mean, all the audio was, you know, at a great volume, everything was set up just perfectly. I mean, it's something I wish I could do, but haven't been able to do yet.
I really liked playing the evil thug in the beginning. I really enjoy playing villains. It would have been nice if he was a bigger part, but, you know, that's just what happens sometimes with these things. I'll definitely be auditioning for episode 3 for whoever becomes available at that point.
Oh yeah, and here's a little fun fact, just in case you guys don't know this already. The person who played the woman in the beginning, Koji's wife, is played by my sister, Kimmy. She goes by Kimmy Lin on VAA. Go and check her out. It's awesome. You know, both in the same production at the same time.
Hey, this is Kimmy Lin, and I play the extremely distressed woman in scene 1 of Hell Heights, episode 2. And I just want to say that even though my role was small, I had a blast being killed. And by my brother, nonetheless. Anyway, this show is awesome, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
What's up, guys? This is producer VoiceBox, and I just gotta say a few things before we get into the second half of this episode here. To our newest cast members, and that would be Jaunty Hat, Sonic Mega, Kimmy Lin, and Mr. West. They pulled through. They did a fantastic job, so gotta give props to them. And our veteran cast members, Dimitrix, Feruza, Russ, and Mipa. It's always a pleasure to have you guys. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. So, I mean, there you go. There it is. I said it. I love you guys. Anyway, some things that I want to point out in this episode is that there's a lot of people laughing. There's someone laughing in at least one scene. I've realized that. I don't even know. I probably did that subconsciously. And another thing is, in each episode, there's always one scene where it's raining. One or more scenes that it's raining. So that's something to pick up on. So, we're going to get back into this and keep things in motion. Thanks for listening, guys. Once again, you're listening to Hell Heights Episode 2 on the VAA. Alright.
I thought we were supposed to be visiting Yamada Seiji. What's with the detour?
I got hungry. I always get hungry around this time.
Couldn't you have waited until after we brought Yamada into custody? Wasn't it your idea to go see him in the first place?
Relax, Detective. We'll go as soon as I'm done here. Why don't you order something?
What can I get you, ma'am?
I'll try everything on the menu, please.
Sure thing.
That girl sure can eat. It's actually quite amazing how much food she can fit in her mouth before swallowing.
More disgusting if you ask me. Wait a minute. I recognize her face!
How can you? Her cheeks are bloated.
That's the girl from the roof!
Keep your voice down. Let's not cause a scene. Are you forgetting what she's capable of? She'll take this whole place down if she knows we're after her.
What do we do?
We follow her. See what she does. She might even lead us straight to Yamada.
Human food is good, but it's not so great on the stomach.
Do you always carry around binoculars? What do you do on your time off, Detective?
Will you shut up? I don't think she knows we're following her.
Hi! You wouldn't happen to be following me, would you? So, you guys are after Miami? Well, there's no surprise there. He's been a bad boy lately. But I like him bad.
We just want to talk with him.
Kiyohara, I know your bloodline. And lying runs in the family.
What?
I own Yamada. He's my pet. And I get to choose who he plays with.
Sir! Damn, she's not going down!
Who are you?
Still playing dumb, huh, Kazuma? Oops! Almost forgot!
Are you alright? What was that all about?
I'm not sure.
Have you had enough yet? Finish him off.
Oni!
Did I miss the party? Ooh, nice bullet wound.
Shit! Where the hell did you come from? Take care of her first!
Deme la fuerza!
Oni! What are you doing? Get up and fight!
I can't. I reached my limit. I don't have any more strength.
So, you've bonded with your Oni Masumi. How cute. Now you can both die side by side like my wife and I did. Kill the she-devil first. Let him feel my pain.
Oni!
How about that? She wasn't bad looking for a demon. I can see why you liked her, but she's not so pretty without a head. Don't worry, I'll reunite you two!
To be continued.